Now, in relation to Donald Trump, I read out some of these texts last week. We had a number of you contact us in the past week to get our next guest on in relation to the Donald Trump presidency, because he was one of Donald Trump's greatest local cheerleaders in the past four years in all. John Gurry from Riverstown, originally from Riverstown in County Sligo, now resident Chicago, campaigned for Donald Trump in the presidential election of 2016 and again last November.
I've never denied that he's unmannerly at times, but he's been good for the country. The lowest unemployment since 1959, 6 million more African-American people working more than under Obama. We're pumping our own oil. The stock market has never been better. But, you know, if we want mannerly politicians, there are loads of them in Ireland and they're no good.
Well, what you've been asking us last week is, what does John Gurry make of Trump now after what has happened in recent weeks as he leaves the White House, and particularly after the insurrection at the Capitol on the 6th of January last? And he's on the line with us now. Well, John, what, tell us first, what do you make of Donald Trump now?
I feel very sad for a number of reasons. I think what happened a few weeks ago at the Capitol is disgusting and disgraceful. And I think it's going to harm his legacy a lot. He did not need those kind of people supporting him. As far as him inciting them, I don't think he did. I listened to his full speech, and I don't think at the end of it he clearly states, "Keep this peaceful." I said before the election, there's only one man can beat Donald Trump, and that's Donald Trump. And I think he made many mistakes.
Okay, so you don't think he was at all responsible for what happened at the Capitol on the 6th of January at all? He can't be in any way held responsible.
I don't think so. I think they planned that. I think they planned that, and I think he couldn't stop it. Ever since I've been here, I've been amused and annoyed that you can go to a demonstration with a bulletproof vest on you legally and carry a legally held gun. The Americans boast about free speech. I think there's too much free speech. The KKK and people like that, and the extremists on the black side, they should not be allowed march like this.
Well, you know, the old expression about playing with fire, is that not what Donald Trump did in his reaching out, if you want, to certain groups in American society? And, I mean, has that damaged your continued support for Donald Trump, the sort of groups of certain groups of people who have latched on to what he apparently stands for? Has that worried you at all in those 4 years?
Yeah, it has worried me. And but there's also certain groups in other races that have worried me as well. I say to people, you know, that's terrible what happened in the Capitol, storming our legal building. But, you know, it's also terrible when you see black people demonstrating and becoming rioters and putting black people out of business. It's hard to know where this is all going, Niall, really.
Well, just on that, I mean, I think the common perception and analysis of the situation is that physically Donald Trump may be no longer president from tomorrow, but the so-called Trumpism ideology remains in America and will do for some time. Is that something you would aspire to or cling on to as a belief yourself, as a U.S. national?
I think he won't ever get the credit now for the good things he done. That he kept most of his promises. He got the economy to the height that has never been before, and even it went down during the pandemic, but it's up again. So apart from unemployment, which is obviously the most part of the economy, the reason for that is that because a lot of businesses shut down. I think Trump made horrible mistakes. I think he made horrible mistake by encouraging people not to wear masks, and I don't agree with anything like that. I think that he encouraged people not to vote by post. Now, having said all that, we had a situation the night of the election where he was leading in five states, and the count got cancelled at 10:22, and I know if there was a council election in Sligo and the count was cancelled at the same minute in five places like Ballymote or Riverstown or Drumcliff, there'd be an investigation.
Okay, but you surely don't dispute the outcome of the election, John, do you?
I do, Niall, yeah.
Do you? On what basis? What evidence do you have to suggest that it was a flawed result?
I think it was planned all along after Hillary Clinton. I think that it's too much of a coincidence that he was so far ahead in these five states. I mean, he was 190,000 ahead of one state. But anyway, that's the way it goes. You know, Irish people will call us bollocks for supporting Trump. So that means there's 75 million bollocks in America. I don't think so.
The impeachment, John, before we finish up, was it right and proper that he be impeached for a second time, or what have you made of that?
Well, I didn't agree with Bill Clinton being impeached, so I'm not going to agree with Donald Trump being impeached. The Russian thing, there was nothing proven. I mean, it's only a distraction. I wish Joe Biden the best of luck. I'm very fearful because of his age that he can work an 18-hour day. I hope he can. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's an agreement in place that that Harris will take over in the future. I mean, what Trump done, as I said, he will never get any credit for it. But to make him somebody like Hitler is ridiculous, really.
All right, OK. And you make, obviously, no apologies for your support before and continued support for Donald Trump and what he stands for.
Well, I wouldn't be advising him to run again or anything like that. I think it's impossible for that to happen. But you know, I've met a lot of members of his family, and I've met the vice president, and you know, it's been a roller coaster. But and as I say, it's unfortunate that it has ended like this.